नारायण नारायण नारायण। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी बाय श्रद्धे स्वामी जी श्री राम सुखदास जी महाराज। चैप्टर 9 वर्स 25। लिंक। द लॉर्ड इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स डिस्क्राइब्स द रिलेटिव एंड ऑफ डिफरेंट डिवोटीज हु वर्शिप अदर डिएटीज with an interested motive. Yanti deva vrata devan Petri nyanti pitru vrata Bhutani yanti bhute chya यान्ति मध्याजिनो पिमाम। Those who worship the gods with self-interest go to the gods after death. Those who worship the manes come to the manes. Those who adore the evil spirits join the evil spirits. But those who worship me attain me alone. Comment. In the preceding verse, the Lord declared that He is the enjoyer of all sacrifices and the Lord of the entire universe. But those who, instead of regarding Him as the enjoyer and the Lord, themselves become enjoyers and the Lord, have a fall. Now in this verse, He explains how they fall. Yanti Deva Vrata Devan. Those who do not know reality about the Lord but hanker after worldly pleasures and prosperity worship other gods and follow rites relating to them. Gita, chapter 7, verse 20. These gods carry their devotees to their abodes, but they have to return from there. Because all the worlds from the abode of Brahma downwards are subject to return. Gita chapter 8 verse 16. In the 23rd verse, the Lord declares that those devotees who worship other gods also worship Him alone, though not with a proper approach. It means that those devotees do not know that all is God. Their aim of worship is to get worldly pleasures and prosperity. So they fall. If they had worshipped either the Lord or even gods without having any desire, they, instead of attaining the gods, would have attained the Lord. Had they not desired anything from the gods as manifestation of the Lord, and the Lord, and even if the Lord and the gods had offered them, they should have declined the offer. They should have rather responded, O Lord, You are ours and we are Yours. Had the worldly things, pleasure and prosperity, been more valuable than this affinity with You, we would have desired or begged of You. But there is nothing more valuable than this affinity. So why should we beg? Have such sentiments, they would have become a source of bliss to Him, and they would not have attained the perishable and inferior celestial world. Pitra Yanti Pitra Vrata. Those who want their desires to be satisfied worship the manes by regarding them as their favorite deity. But the greatest desire that can be satisfied by the manes is that they can take their devotees to their abode. Bhutani yanti bhutekya. Persons possessing the mode of ignorance, that is darkness, worship the spirits and ghosts to fulfill their worldly desires. They worship spirits at night on the cremation ground with meat, wine, and incantations, etc. The maximum benefit they can get is that those evil spirits can fulfill their worldly desires. But after death, they go to the spirits, that is, become evil spirits. Yanti madhyajino pimam. Those who think of me and worship me with exclusive devotion attain me, certainly. An important fact. Those who worship the gods, means and spirits, etc., for worldly pleasures and prosperity, have to go to hell or to follow the cycle of birth and death in 84 lakh forms of lives. In human birth, by having affinity of love with God, they could be a source of bliss to him. But being engrossed in cheap worldly desires, they adore petty gods, manes, and evil spirits, and thereby get entangled in a vicious circle. Therefore, they should devote themselves only to God, very cautiously. If they worship the Lord, they can attain him. Or if they worship others regarding them as a manifestation of the Lord, without a desire for the fruit of worship, they can attain him. Regarding them as separate from the Lord and having a desire for fruit, these are the two causes of downfall. Birth as an evil spirit is very bad, impure, and so is their worship. So those who worship spirits have a sure downfall, because they can never behold them as a manifestation of God, nor can they serve them without a selfish motive. If a devotee regards an evil spirit as the manifestation of God, the evil spirit attains emancipation and the devotee has a vision of God. Once the devotee Namdev saw an evil spirit of a very big size. Namdev prayed to it by regarding it as his favorite deity, with the result that the evil spirit attained emancipation and God revealed himself to him. Here is an anecdote. There was a man who worshipped a female spirit called Karna. She, when under the control of someone, is said to reveal to him all secrets. When anyone went to him to get an answer for his question, he could know the question and would know the answer. He earned a lot of money. Someone wanted to learn his secret. He said that he applied excreta to his ear, and with the help of Karna, a female spirit, he comes to know the question and answer in his ear. But at the time of his death, he wanted to run to the bank of the river Narmada so that he could attain salvation. But that female evil spirit presented herself as a female hog and killed him. Thus she took him to her abode. So the worship of spirits is forbidden. But strivers can offer oblations of food and water to evil spirits and ghosts, so that they may be liberated from the life of evil spirits. Even saints and great souls have done so. Appendix. The term vrata means precept, rule. Therefore, the term devarata means to follow precept relating to the worship of gods. Gita, chapter 7, verse 20. By taking refuge in God, performance of actions for him is worship to God. Svakarmana tamabhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. Gita, chapter 18, verse 46. If all actions are offered to God, it is worship to God. Chapter 9, verse 27. If actions are performed in a disinterested manner and they are offered to God, then no forbidden action can be performed, because it is due to desire only that forbidden actions are done. Gita, chapter 3, verse 36 and 37. In fact, all is a manifestation of God, but he who assumes, accepts, any other entities besides God does not attain salvation. Even if he goes to the highest worlds, he has to return from there to this mortal world. Gita, chapter 8, verse 16. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.